This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, week 33 of all this madness. Although I suppose it was happening a few weeks before we decided to stay home for a while. So welcome to our little world that we host every morning. We're glad to have you here. This Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Movies Reviews. Don't miss Hooman and Corey reviewing Brat tomorrow. The sequel is out on, it's on Amazon, right?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, they're going to do it tomorrow. I don't know. They feel like everyone will have seen it by Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, and he's
or
busy.
Hooman's
you know,
busy.
It's hard
right.
to come to his schedule is crazy. He's always traveling.
His scheduling. Got
world
it.
Traveler.
Yes, he is. God, he's so busy. We're so lucky to, you know, have him. So tomorrow, 9:50. Oh, jeez. What was that? Am I the only one who heard that?
Oh, I heard it.
No, yeah. I heard it too.
Youch, that
I
hurt.
Didn't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It was probably from Vinny.
Oh, boy.
It's okay.
I hope that doesn't happen again.
It was just a crackle.
Just a crackle. Okay. So there you go. The Movies Review. Thank you for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash this morning. Good of you. Big Brother Friday, anybody? I watched a little and went, I guess this is one I don't need to see. Fast
nope.
forwarded to the end, you know, that kind of thing. So Maria watched the whole thing, and it sounds like there were some funny, because they go back through, it's really sort of a, here's what, some of the funny stuff you didn't see on the show this season, and we packaged it all up and put a fake conversation around it with some really odd looking food. They did like a steak and lobster tail dinner, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, that looks plastic. Like, it looks dry and unappetizing. But who am I to say? You know, maybe they photographed it earlier.
I don't know. I think you've probably eaten more lobsters than anybody I know, so I'd say you're qualified to comment
on
lobster.
Well, thank you. I do love my lobster. You know, I just, as they were showing it, I went, ew. But hey, dig in. So Maria wrote,
I'm sure the lobster communities, they tell their kids, look out for Clarky.
Yeah.
She'll eat you. She'll just bite right into you. You got to run.
Eat you raw. I'm going to drop
coming.
You in boiling water first, you little bitch.
Okay. That's so much better.
Good morning, PETA.
Got it.
So, apparently Cody is not exactly a wordsmith. And there have been some funny things this year, some of which I'm like, he has to be kidding. Like, he thinks Texans are an animal. Like, I don't know, maybe some kind of cow or something. And he doesn't understand, like, you know, that if you're from California, you're a Californian. If you're from Texas, you're a Texan. So this one was about the word ripe. Like, and it has more than one meaning. But when you're talking about something being like a piece of fruit being ripe, we all understand that, right? That's not a concept that we need to explain to us. So
right.
Nicole says, the avocados are so ripe. And Cody says, well, what does that mean? And Tyler goes, ripe. Well, Cody says, ripe is good, right? Tyler says, you never heard that word? Cody says, I know what ripe means, but I don't know exactly. Like, when you say the bananas are ripe, I don't know if they still need to be. Tyler says, so you don't know what ripe means. Cody says, I know the context of what it is. Tyler says, but not what it is. Cody says, but not exactly what it is. And then I guess they tried to explain it to him in the diary room, too, and he still couldn't quite get the concept. For him, just, you know, any fruit that's in front of him is fruit that can be eaten. The degree of ripeness.
I don't know what to say about these conversations. I think that the house, unfortunately, I don't know if it's because these people have all done it and they've already said all their words ever, and now they're just grasping for anything. I don't know. Is it better when people are new? I feel like there's no interesting conversations. I do see
zero.
That many of them tried to represent Black Lives Matter, which I give them credit for. But beyond that, they're not capable of having fun with each other in any kind of real way. And I get it. It's a game and they're trying to win. But you're also trying to have a social game, aren't you?
I thought so. I don't know. I feel weird saying this. I absolutely love that show. I love it. And I even enjoyed this season, even though it was the most boring show. But I feel like, they tried to put a show together for us. So I appreciate that,
right.
You know. But
yep.
An all-star season, none of these people are all-stars. They're all...
I'm with that.
It's like the all-dummies. So actually, Maria ends her letter. Maria from Napa, she's a listener. Hello, Maria. Thank you for listening. And thank you for live emailing the entire show to us every time there's an episode. I enjoy it. I read the whole thing every time, whether or not we talk about Big Brother. So she ends this one with, super bummed that the season is almost over. Even a boring-ish BB season is better than no BB season. And I thought that is true. So tonight is the penultimate episode. And then Wednesday is the finale, which I think starts at like 9 o'clock, which is such a pisser. God, can they just, what on earth could be more important than that? But apparently something. So there you go. We'll be up till midnight. I will anyway. That should be fun. So anyway, Big Brother, it's almost over. It's almost over, friends. And then we'll stop talking about it.
I think it says 8 p.m. tonight and 9 p.m. Wednesday.
For 2 hours. So, yay. And thank
you. I'm going to look up the answer online and go with that.
Great. Thanks, Finn.
Well, I really don't. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not. Like, I switched over from sports to watch it, and I get there and I go, the drama being created in sports right now, even with the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, is more exciting than Big Brother, by far.
Mm. So, oh, well, yeah, sure. Actually, it was pretty exciting this weekend. So, you know, even I heard the tales of all the sports this weekend. And I thought, that actually does sound better than Big Brother.
Yep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the news this morning. He underwent surgery last week at the Cleveland Clinic Medical Center in Ohio. I guess that must be a pretty damn good one, because he could really go anywhere. Did an Instagram post on Friday and said, I have a new aortic valve to go along with my new pulmonary valve for my last surgery. I feel fantastic. I've already been walking the streets of Cleveland. Because why wouldn't you? You're in Cleveland. Walk around and enjoy. Enjoying your amazing statues, Cleveland. Thank you to every doc and nurse on my team. The pulmonary valve surgery he mentioned was 2 years ago, and he actually had the same procedure back in 97. I don't know if those things give out or if he got the other one done. I don't know. But anyway, he got new heart parts. So congrats. And he's still alive. And
good.
Sure his family is happy about that. Yay.
I like him.
Arnold? Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but I like him. I don't want him to be dead or
sick
or
anything. Well, he's been a character in our lives for... I mean, forever, really. He was Mr. Universe, and we all went, wow, look at he is ripped and bulky. He's bulky
big
ripped.
Muscles.
Just, oh my God, those muscles. Ooh. And then he
very
was Conan.
Muscular.
And then that was funny. And then he actually started acting in real films and with that accent and everything. And we went with it. You know, I like Arnold. Total Recall, one of my all-time faves.
I think that part
I love
of my.
Total Recall.
Part of what I like about him is that, you know, he plays a sheriff on a border in a border town in like Texas or something, where and he's him the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, there's no Southern accent. Or Texas accent. There's no, he's just Arnold playing this guy in a border town.
This is how I talk. Don't ask too many questions. God, I've lost my Arnold accent.
I feel like when you cast him, is there even a conversation about a possible, like, you
voiceover?
A natural accent. Like, Arnold, you're a multi-millionaire, maybe billionaire actor. Is there any chance we can get you to do a Texas accent for this role?
No,
for the
course
of the movie, through the...
I don't do that. I can't find his accent. Some days it's right there, but not today. But luckily, he can always find his accent. So that's right. And that is what he's known for. But I agree with you. That was a recent movie, actually, right? Where he's like some sheriff in, you know,
the, I like the
America.
And you know what? I like the movie. I don't really remember the whole thing, but
oh,
I remember enjoying it. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Funny. Coffee. COVID is changing a lot of things. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed, but we early on when the soap operas went back into production, there were dummies. There were actually not just dummies. Some people's actual partners in real life would put on a wig to sort of from the back play the role of whoever this person had to make out with. But there were some sex dolls that were brought in and, you know, to show body parts or whatever the hell they're doing on soap operas these days. It is not going to come between Jack and Rebecca on This Is Us. Now, who are Jack and Rebecca on This Is Us? I don't know. But that is a big show. People love that show.
It's Mandy Moore and I forgot the other guy's name.
Would it be Milo Ventimiglia?
Yes.
Or Milo Ventimiglia?
The first one.
Okay. So they're the two actors who play Jack and Rebecca. And they're going to do stuff, and they don't care. They actually do care. And all the COVID protocols are in place. But don't worry, neither one of them is making out with any dummies. She's regularly tested. I'm regularly tested. This is Milo talking. He says, we were inches away on Saturday doing a few scenes together. He says, because of the seriousness of COVID and knowing that Mandy's pregnant, and we have 150 souls on our crew, nobody wants to put them at risk. I trust Mandy and how she goes about her life away from work, and I think Mandy trusts me for how I go about my life away from work. Trust is a large factor in this. And they get tested all the time. I mean, they're on a set, right? He says, you're not going
to
see...
And the guy's like, listen, I have a chance to make out with Mandy Moore and get paid for it. I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and jump through whatever hoops you need me to so I can...
Right.
With Mandy. Mm-hmm. So you won't see a Jack dummy or a Rebecca dummy or Mandy kissing the Jack dummy or, you know, oh, there he is. You know where I know Milo Ventimiglia from is...
Gilmore Girls?
No, Heroes. Oh, okay.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
I didn't even know he was on the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Was he on after season one? Because I think I only watched season one.
Yeah, he was just Rory's boyfriend, the other one.
Oh. Yeah. And Rory, I've seen a little Gilmore Girls, but I really only know her as the lady who got the one thing cut off when in the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's the
girl. You know that girl? Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's...
They showed her like in a diaper with some things cut off.
Unfortunate, yeah.
I'm familiar with that storyline, and I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, Gilead is not a good place to be a woman.
And
God forbid you're sex traitor. Is that gender traitor? What do they call a gay person in Gilead? A gender traitor.
I don't remember, but I there's a couple things that and that lady. There's a point where she finds. Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Never mind. I don't want to say stuff.
Please do.
I don't want to. It's gonna spoil stuff. But it's the one girl who's like, I can do. She's lost but found, and then she's like, I can do this till my thing's all used up. And I was like, I can't understand. Like, she knowingly is going to have her. It's going to be,
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. Oh, goodness. Write me an email about that.
Well, good. I'm glad because I'm trying not to give away parts of the movie. But there was a point where I just thought, this is too bleak. It's awful.
I mentioned the Kate Plus 8 thing earlier. That is a house in somewhere in Pennsylvania, And it's being Wernersville, Pennsylvania. It's 23 acres of land and a house that's 7,591 square feet. And it's it's $1.3 million. So I guess you will be paying a little more for that, not the 1.2 I promised you. But that's on the market. You can, if you just type in Kate plus 8 home, you can see the pictures of it. It looks like a fabulous farm. I mean, it's gorgeous. Long driveway, tree lined. Oh, it's beautiful. But it is in Pennsylvania. So, okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, Sarah, the 49ers played somebody's favorite New England Patriots over the weekend. And I will tell you how that game went right after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.